With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's twice in 1 week.
It's
we're bookending the week.
Also, we feel like we never do like a Friday pod. So this is kind of, it's like a TGIF.
Like when it was like Boy Meets World, Step by Step, Full Family House, Matters,
Dinosaurs.
I'm the Baby.
Yes.
That show always freaked me out.
Step by Step.
Yeah. Step by Step.
Yeah.
Day by day.
Fresh in the
And remember they did like the Six Flags, they did the Six Flags roller coaster, but then put it next to the coast in the trailer or in like in the credits. And it's like, that's not real.
Family Matters.
Yeah, Family Matters, Steve Urkel. Yes. So I went to a pregame this year of a preseason game of the Rams Chargers, and my friend's company has a suite there. And so there they have like for all an all access like food and drink room for the suites, right? And I like walk by, I'm like, that guy looks like Steve Urkel. It was Jaleel White. It was him. And I was like, did I do that?
Did you do that?
Not to his face.
He must get that a lot.
He probably looks great.
Yeah.
Looks great. Here remember we Stefan start? Too. That was like his like oh,
the
God,
hot, so the hot Urkel.
Yeah.
My dad still to this day, if you're wearing your pants high, he's like, what are you, Steve Urkel? I'm like, okay, dad. Oh yeah. He's like, what are you being the Urkel? Like when you're wearing like high-waisted pants, I'm like, sure.
Yeah. You got it, dad. Yeah. You can update a reference whenever you'd like.
Wow. Yeah. That's like about like 30 years old.
Oh man. Aging us. We watch that on Nick at Night now. I'm just kidding. Is it even on anywhere?
I don't think they have Nick at Night anymore, do they?
Oh, no, they don't. It wasn't even a Nickelodeon show.
But Nick at Night was like I Love Lucy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But then you'd have your like Saturday night, like Nick at Night. Remember, it was like, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Like that.
Yeah.
Snick.
Yes. And yeah. I mean, Kenan Thompson, he started the SNL for kids.
It was him, you know, the Amanda Bynes show.
Yeah. Good times.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Young.
back at it, because I'm glad we're talking today, because today they're filming Beverly Hills Reunion right now. And Cordy texted me today and is like, Lisa Rinna blocked us. And I was like, no. And then I like go on my personal account and I go, no, she's just off Instagram. I actually noticed this last week.
Wait,
but
Mary,
didn't tell you anything.
Mary, I posted.
She's blocked us about a week.
Full post up saying, because I too checked for my personal account. I Googled it, had no access. And I was like, wow, she like can't take it. And then people were like, I can see it. And I was like, well, she blocked us on all accounts then. Okay. And every single account. But because there's an option that when you go to block an account on Instagram, it says, do you want to block this account and any other accounts associated with it? So if your personal is tied to like a public one. So like both of our personals, I think, are tied to it. Is to Two Judgy Girls, meaning like all of these accounts are blocked. So then I'd like text a friend. I was like, hi, I know you're busy. Could you just check if Lisa Rinna has an Instagram? And they're like, yeah, what are these stories? And I'm like, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what the stories are today, except that she's like, people, in quotes, people have been coming at me for months and today I'm going to spill it all. And it's like, okay, loser.
Lisa, we've been blocked for you for weeks because I just assumed she got rid of Instagram and I didn't even tell Courtney. So I figured that out about a week ago.
Okay. But now there's like, apparently she's also blocked thought all
it was,
the-
but also thought it was impossible because she all, because I checked on my personal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just sad.
You know what, guys? She sent us a Rinna Beauty.
I know. I remember the good old days.
And it was awful. Your mouth looked like a monkey's butthole.
I got the wrong color. I don't think the product is bad. It was just not the right color for me.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, she comes out and she says, hey, I don't want to talk. Basically, like Danielle Staub, like, love and light, baby, love and light. Like, I don't want anything about housewives. I just want to be positive, you know, watch birds fly over me and it's Lois. But then she, like, continues to go in. And it's like, which way is it? Now, here's the thing. I am all for blocking accounts that don't serve a purpose for you. Okay. You should take care of your mental health. You should be, you know, whatever helps you feel more safe and everything with that. Right. But I'm like, but like, we're like normal people who talk shit behind people's backs. Like, I'm not going on her Instagram either and commenting. I'm like, I don't even remember the last post we posted about her. Now, apparently she's blocked a ton of Bravo accounts. So I was like, oh my God, what do we do? But apparently it's across the board because, you know, she just doesn't want housewives in her life anymore.
Oh, because she's going to quit today?
Yeah, fucking right.
Or no, but maybe she just like has a feeling she's going to get fired and she's going to front load it. She's like, no, I don't get fired.
I quit.
Yeah.
No, I think it's more... I think she doesn't like the way that she's been portrayed. I think in her mind, it's all this, all everything she's had this season has really been affected by the quote unquote grief, which again, I don't think that she's not grieving. She's clearly grieving about her mom. Doesn't mean that it makes you an asshole, but here we are. And I think she just doesn't, I think she's gotten it a lot this season and is basically like, I'm going to block out the negativity because clearly the fandom is not on my side. I mean, the fact that she turned you, Mary.
I know. I've been a Rinna apologist for years.
You're loyal to a fault.
Completely.
Yeah. And so it's like the fact that you've turned is like she's lost her audience.
But also, I want the exact same people to come back next year. I don't want them to change anything.
Okay, here's the thing. I think at this point, Rinna does need a bit of a timeout.
A pause,
a Tamra season off, whatever, and get rid of Diana. Diana serves no purpose. She's not even at the reunion. She quote unquote has COVID. She posted a story from the Hawaii aquarium yesterday.
Once again, didn't I say this was going to happen months ago? A psychic, a witch, call me what you'd like. I knew this would happen.
She'd call you a witch because she likes witchcraft.
Yeah, because rich people like witchcraft.
But it's like, she's not there. I'm like, we don't need Diana. She literally brings us nothing. Like this week she posted about how she's like ahead of the episode, how she's going to donate $100,000 towards the victim. Going to. You know what I can say? I'm going to do the same and never do it.
It's very awkward. She's not going to be there. So.
And so Rinna could go because I also, and we'll talk about this week's episode, but Erica tends to be more likable when she doesn't have Rinna, like in that snowmobile scene.
You guys, I have a lot to say.
Oh, I can't.
Lot.
I think people are going to be mad at us.
Okay. I don't even know your thoughts yet.
I know. I'm like, I don't even know you. Like, this has been such a busy week for the both of us. Like, we have not chatted about this, but I think we might be on the same side, and it's the wrong side for a lot of people.
I was Team Erica.
Yes, same.
We'll discuss it. I was like, this makes sense to me.
Yes. Like, same. That's what I'm saying. I think people are going to be mad at us, but we'll get there.
Wait, I also want to say I didn't watch it on Wednesday night. I watched it on Thursday. And, you know, Thursday I go on Instagram and I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen with this 808 tequila?
818.
Yeah, 818 tequila. What's going on? Like, Paris is defending her mom.
Well, that's Casa del Sol.
Right.
And then we've got 818, which is Lisa's best friend, Kendall Jenner.
Also, wasn't even in this week's episode. We are talking about a preview for next week. Mm-hmm. So I'm like waiting the whole time for this tequila moment to happen. I was like, okay. She brings out this tequila. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. It's her own tequila. Okay. When do we get the 818 moment? What is 808?
I know it's Hawaii.
Oh, okay. So 818.
But there's like Kanye's like 808 and heartbreaks.
Okay. And I keep on waiting for this. And like social media was blowing up about it. And then I come to find out it was just a preview for next week. I was like, what? And then Paris defending her mom. Like, my mom was snubbed for not having everyone try her tequila. They all tried her tequila at the last party. Like,
it just didn't air.
It's not a big deal.
And it's the same speech. I know. And they're all on edibles.
We'll get there.
So the reunion seating is on the left side. It goes Rinna next to Andy, Erica, Dory, Crystal. Okay. The other side is Kyle. I believe it's Garcelle, Sutton, and then Kathy will come in and sit next to Kyle. So it's very similar to last year on what couch.
We know, we always know Queen Bee Kyle will be closest to Andy. I thought it was interesting that Rinna was sitting closest to him. I think that's probably her first time.
No, her and Erica seem to switch.
Oh.
Erica and Rinna are always on. Rinna's only been on the same couch as Kyle one time, and I believe that was her first season.
But has she ever sat closest to Andy?
Yes.
Oh, I don't recall.
Yes, I believe like her and Erica. I'm telling you. And then as soon as Erica came up, her and Erica have very much been on the same side, and they're always on the different couch than Kyle, except for Rinna's first season.
Yeah, makes sense. I am obsessed with this episode, by the way. I thought it was top notch.
We'll get there.
Let's go into Southern Charm. I'll tell you a little bit about what happened.
Okay. I'm sorry. This week has been crazy. So I miss Southern Charm, but I watched up until the Whitney Naomi hug. And then I said, I have to walk away.
You didn't miss much because basically Pat hosted the guys over for like a French 1950s night. They all get wasted. This cocktail hour, I think, was only an hour, but they had about seven drinks in the 1 hour cocktail time. Craigie is spilling red wine on Pat's $45,000 couch.
Is she mad?
She's like, no. She's like, Craig's like, don't worry, Pat. I will fix this tomorrow. And
Okay, Pat's like so. Well, you
know, one time, you know, Catherine came over and her spray tan, it took us 90 minutes to get it out, but it did come out. So Craig, thank you. I know you'll come back tomorrow with some wine away and get that out. Like, no problem. And then Chef just keeps on being like, Craig can buy you a new couch with his pillow company. Like, sliding him like, Craig, don't you sell $45,000 of pillows a day?
Oh my God. Why is he? But like, that's jealousy, right?
Yeah. But it was like kind of hilarious. And then, I mean, it's a pretty funny dinner. Nothing really happens. We're basically watching the boys at Pat's house and then the girls at the champagne at a champagne bar. So the boys keep on drinking at Pat's and Pat's like, I just got these new 18th century chairs. They haven't been like properly glued. Like, please be very careful sitting in these chairs. Craigie breaks the leg of the chair. These are $15,000 chairs. So he's spent $60,000 going to dinner at Pat's house. And it's just like, honestly, they look like they're having a great time. Pat's like, you know, my mother always said, you are the company you keep. And she goes, I guess the company I keep is B-list fuckboys.
B, that's nice.
B-list fuckboys.
I know. I'm like, I don't know if I give them B.
Okay. So then during the dinner, Craigie is getting like these gossip accounts saying that Shep is on Raya and that he was last active when he was on this vacation in St. Bart's. So Craig and Austin are like, let's pull Shep. Also, they're wasted. So they pull Shep outside and they're like, so Shep, you know, I just want you to get ahead of this basically. And then they're like, do you just like cheat on Taylor because she'll always forgive you? That's what it like kind of comes down to. And they're like, you know, she'll always forgive you. So you toe the line and you walk the line. And it was like this weird.
What did
like,
Shep say?
And he's like, he was basically like, oh, thanks for letting me know. And like, yeah, like that account, basically that happened because Taylor and I were in a bad spot when I went to St. Bart's and I activated it. Nothing happened, but we were in a bad spot and I was trying to figure it out. And that's why I went to St. Bart's. So he probably puts himself in these positions that it's okay to cheat because they're like on a break. Like,
did you see, like, okay, so the lunch that I saw with Shep, Taylor, and her mom, I'm like, Shep is probably closer to Taylor's mom's age.
Oh, yeah, they're 15 years difference. Shep and Taylor.
He's probably closer to her mom's age. And then the fact that he shakes this whole time, I'm like, Shep.
He always does.
I know.
Even in person when I met him.
From season one till now, like it has not changed, but it's like, oh, like, and he's like, I kind of made an ass of myself and I apologize for that. And I'm like, you've apologized more to his mom than you have to Taylor.
He knows how to work it.
I don't know if I'd buy it. I don't think I'd buy it.
I think he knows how to work it. I think he's highly intelligent. He has a great vocabulary and he's trying to swoon these women and it's working on them.
On you.
No, I didn't say that. No, I did not say that. I will also say, okay, so then at the other party at the champagne bar, it's Olivia Taylor, who also was what I've decided about Olivia. I bet we'd be friends. She seems like a fun girl. She loves tequila. She likes to go out. She dresses well.
You think she likes 818 tequila or Casa de Sol tequila? Or she like a Casamigos?
818. And I just think she doesn't like confrontation and gets super uncomfortable around it. I don't think she's made for reality TV. That's her problem.
Okay.
But basically, you know, Catherine and Naomi are sitting across from each other and Leva just goes, well, you guys have something in common. You both slept with Whitney. And it's like, way to break the ice.
And what did they say?
And Naomi's like, I just want you to know, like, Whitney really does care for you. These boys really rally around Catherine. It's almost like, maybe it's like they want her to get the
Whitney custody. Doesn't seem like
he really cares for Catherine. And Naomi said that. And Naomi's like, and Catherine says, I think Whitney's actually a really great guy. And Naomi agrees. It's funny because I feel like Naomi and Whitney, I thought they like hooked up two times, but I think they might've
been semi-dating a little bit more than I assumed. I mean, when they came over to Pat's house and Whitney couldn't even hug her on camera because he felt so uncomfortable.
Well, I think he was going in for a kiss and she was like, don't do that.
It was so,
I was like, there's no sexual chemistry here. What's happening? And then when she was like, I don't know who you're talking about. I was born in the 90s. And he's like, I won't even tell you what year I was born. I was like, oh gosh.
She's like, is your mom upstairs? Does she know about us? I'm like, are we in high school? What is going on?
He's like, this is like, also I'm like, Naomi is now synonymous with leather pants.
Absolutely.
Loves a leather pant.
Great. She looks awesome.
Nothing wrong with a leather pant. Just always wearing a leather pant.
I'd agree with that.
And in this heat, no leather pants for us. Okay. Did you buy your Spanx?
I already have those.
But the other one, I sent you another pair.
I didn't get the Spanx. I got the jackets.
You did get the jackets.
I didn't order them yet, but
I sent you a pair of.
I didn't see those pants.
Oh, scroll up.
Oh, okay. I got to check the pants.
Yeah.
Thank you. getting back to
the talk of Whitney and Naomi. So okay, but back to the champagne bar. So like,
okay, and then at the champagne bar, Leva is like, "Well, you know, Vanita wasn't invited to
again to the champagne bar."
No. She was at the champagne bar.
Oh, okay.
And basically, Leva was like, "Well, I have a bone to pick with you. Like, Madison's pissed at me because I wrote you a text." And Madison opened your phone and saw the text when it wasn't really that big of a deal. Like, I was just saying, like, oh, Madison was annoying me or whatever. And it just became like out of control.
Why is that Anita's fault if Madison took her phone?
I just, Anita's not working. I don't think.
I feel bad for her.
Lev is not working either. I don't need her either.
I feel bad for Vanita because I'm like, she's again, is a main cast member somehow, except is never seemingly at these events. It doesn't seem to get along with anyone, but like the first episode she was with Naomi, they were playing tennis and it's like, what's going on here of like, and I think you've said it. And I keep saying this, like agreeing with you in the sense of like, it's really about these boys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when we try to put all the girls together, it's like, no, it's not like the girls don't mesh well together because they're not true friends.
That was the whole, I mean, the dinner and night at Pat's house was hilarious and great comedic timing. And just, it was fun to enjoy. And then I just thought, wow, I sat on that couch that Craigie spilled red wine on, you know, that's what I was thinking about. I've been in that room, you know?
So like, what was the purpose then of like this champagne bar? Like, did anything come from it? Like, are Naomi and Catherine friends now? Like,
they seem to be on better terms. That's for sure. I would say nothing happened in this episode except accusing Shep of cheating.
Okay. I mean, I did do you feel that Leva was also doing an ad for Silk almond milk?
Oh, giving her son chocolate chip cookies?
Yes. And she's like, do you want some milk? He's like, no. She's like, I'm going to get you some milk. He's like, no. So she's like, you should probably have some milk. He's like, okay. And then it was like a perfect like bottle of the silk, like spacing the camera.
Right.
Those are my takeaways from these 6 minutes I watched in this episode.
No.
Now, would you recommend it? Should I go back and watch it?
Yeah, no.
Fast forward the champagne bar.
Just don't need the champagne bar.
No. Okay.
Perfect. Just follow these boys around. They make me giggle. They're dumb.
Good.
You know, they're dumb. And I like what Taylor said this week. I think I started a rumor that they were back together. They aren't back together. They are not back together. They're just cordial. They're just friends. They probably hook up on the side. No one told me that, but I'm just assuming. And
starting another rumor. Well, she basically posted a story being like, I'd really love to not know what my ex is doing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, Taylor, just fast forward on the podcast if you're listening. Because it's obviously directed to us. No, I mean, I'm sure people are like it's like social media. I'm sure people are sending memes or like sending whatever over to her, you know? And it's like,
Shep
and Taylor should remain not together.
Yeah. I'm rooting for her, especially at BravoCon.
Is she going to be there?
Yeah. She's going to hook up with Tom Schwartz.
Oh,
right. Speaking of the round.
Right. Well, yeah. Cause you know, Raquel's moved on.
Right, to Oliver.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Okay. Probably the funniest part
of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have five different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out, because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock ones. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Okay. We do need to break down the Potomac trailer as well.
Yeah. So Potomac is coming. I believe it's October 9th or 7th. What?
So fast.
Okay. Well, Salt Lake City is the 28th. And then I believe Potomac is the following week, either the 7th or the 9th. Do not quote me. I'm sorry. I know that there's, I don't even know what today.
That wouldn't make sense because Beverly Hills is taping the reunion today. I heard Tuesday is the Southern Charm reunion, which I assume
Tuesday
is
already,
which I assume is in New York, but
they always send them to New York. I feel.
I know, except the boys are in Austin right now.
Oh, you think that they're like have like a full routine for like a reunion? I'm pretty sure it's.
I know they just probably come late the night before. They're probably in New York by now, huh? It's Friday night.
I mean, they need to just be in New York by Monday, I think.
Let me check.
Okay, go ahead. Do a quick
they went,
check.
They went to Santa Fe. And then they
did
went.
Did Craig meet up with them yet? Or is it just Austin and Shep still?
Just Austin and Shep.
Okay.
And then guys, they went to Austin.
I got another thing to tell you too. In the six minutes of the episode I watched. Austin getting his hair cut. They did some flashbacks of his hair. He looked fucking good again. Why is he looking so good? It's when he's not hungover. You're so right. He has this Southern charm about him.
He's like, am I tired or does he look good?
Maybe they're actually filming because Andy's in LA. I assume maybe they're actually filming the Southern Charm reunion in LA as well.
No, I'm sure Andy will fly back tomorrow and it'll be on Tuesday.
There was one more. Oh, they're doing the Married to Medicine reunion too.
Already? Didn't that show just start?
I just read a bunch of things about they're filming like all the reunions in a row.
So fast. Time is really ticking by. Okay, let's talk Potomac.
Okay.
Because I felt it feels good to have these women back. And I feel that nobody is safe.
Absolutely nobody. I'm mad at Karen. You wanted your Raymond and you are saving your marriage.
I'm in the bathtub.
Ba-ba-bath.
And now you're talking about how you're being. Now, listen, people had DM'd us a few months ago that Karen was at a bar with somebody not gay and all these things. And now it's coming to light in this trailer. And I'm like, Karen, what would Surrey County think?
It makes me sad.
I know. But then it's like I felt like she was posting from Florida. So maybe this is just a storyline because, you know, Ray's always wanted to go to Florida. And I'm like, this isn't the marriage that needs to be broken up. Now, one did get broken up, but then maybe they're together. But then maybe they're just buying property together. But then, like, where is he? Well, Michael is very much absent from this entire trailer.
I don't think he'll film at all. I think they bought this kind of dream home and they're going to live
not in it together, almost like, I think some people, they have one house that the kids stay in the whole time and then they go out. So then they would keep their current apartment and maybe go in between the two.
Gina and Matt from OC did that.
Right. In the casita.
Yeah.
That was different though.
Yeah. Oh,
they did it because they didn't have money.
Oh, okay. You're saying that some people do for stability.
A first like transition for everyone. Like the kids stay in one place, you know, do whatever works best for your family.
Ask a question. Mm-hmm. You think Michael spends a lot of alone time with those children?
No.
Okay.
Didn't he bring the nanny to work with him one day, like when Ashley went out of town?
Yeah, something weird.
Yeah.
And then it seems like, and from the tweets that Chris and Candace have been tweeting, is that this season it is time to turn on Chris and Candace. You know, we had the Wendy and Eddie rumors last season. This time it's Chris and Candace. What is he doing at 1 a.m.?
Well, they already like made him seem like he had a drinking problem. So this, now they're going to add on a cheating problem too. Mm-hmm. Drinking and cheating.
Yeah. Hand in hand all the time. Am I right?
It's a slippery slope.
Wait, by the way, not that this is what's happening, but I do need to ask, is Michael back yet from Burning Man?
So there were some problems getting back.
Oh no. What happened? Like a lot of questions were asked this week. Like, where's Michael? Is he safe? What's the update?
So basically, he had to get his RV towed out. Nobody came till Tuesday.
Wait, when was he supposed to leave?
Like Monday. So like Tuesday at 9 o'clock, he's still in the middle of the desert. He's like, no one's here anymore. Like, I'm out here alone. He's like, there's a crazy dust storm. Like the person must be stuck. So I'm like, okay, like I gotta go to bed. I like hope you get out tonight.
Like, I like that you've never volunteered yourself to help him.
I couldn't.
Okay.
I literally couldn't. I also was like, I was like, I know you have no cell service. Like if you can get to the Reno airport, like I'll book you a ticket so you can, you know, get home. Right. Like I'm happy.
Just
to
abandon
that.
The RV. This is your last year anyways.
So I literally, and then I was like, well, if you have to leave it, just take off your plates. He's like, I'm not doing that. I was like,
are you breaking bad over here? Like, you're just like Grand Theft Auto.
I don't know. Okay. So then finally,
there's a VIN number.
Oh, true. Okay. Okay. I don't know. It's a good point.
Mary, take off your plates.
It's a good point. I don't know. I started getting, it started getting desperate for me. Yeah. So finally I like woke up in the middle of the night. Like this is Wednesday morning. I'm like, oh, he's in Reno. Okay. That's good. And then.
Oh, you did a location check?
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Love being a stalker. And then, And then he's like, okay, well, I'm going to like rent a truck. Cause I got to take everything out of this RV. I'm like, how much stuff do you have in this RV? I'm like, can't we just like, why don't you just leave it, take it to the mechanic and then you can decide what you're going to do with it. Are you going to get it fixed? Are we going to get towed to San Francisco? Like, just leave everything in it.
Yeah.
He didn't do that. He got a giant truck and filled it. And
like a U-Haul?
What is it called? Not a U-Haul. It's not a U-Haul. It's like a Sprinter van. It's a Sprinter van.
Wow. Does he watch Bravo? You know, that's where all the drama happens.
That's true. So he got this Sprinter van.
Did he hire Kevin?
No, he drove it himself.
Okay.
But it's funny because I'm like at work all day Wednesday. Yeah, this is Wednesday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And no, Wednesday he's trying to figure out to get a car to rent because Tuesday night he gets out. Wednesdays. Okay. Yeah. And then so Thursday, I'm like, okay, you're driving back. He doesn't leave Reno till 4 o'clock because he spends from 9 to 4 putting.
What's in it?
I have zero idea.
This is going to be like a treasure trophy.
He's back in the bay.
Have you seen him?
No.
Oh.
I'll probably see him tonight. Okay. If not, I'm going to Big Stern Borrow. So maybe Sunday.
Okay.
I gotta keep living my life.
I mean, what I do love is that the location tracker does help you continue to live your life. Like as long as you see that there's movement,
it's living.
Yeah, you're sliving, if you will, from Paris. That's, oh man.
So over a 2 week ordeal.
So you're telling me though, that like he's that only one RV out of all of these cars and campers and everything had to get towed
there's
out.
There's I think like, honestly, then all like his,
I saw TikTok. There's literally a DMV out there.
Yeah. Like that RV is not going to be available to be looked at for a while because all the places in Reno are just like swamped right now by people that can't.
So he took it. So it is out of mechanics though. And hopefully for you, no, they removed
think it's at a mechanics. I think it's at a friend's house until a mechanic can see it because these mechanics get all backed up from people with similar experiences.
And you're like, just take it to the junkyard, sell it for parts. We don't need that. Like Mary's just trying to end the burn as fast as possible for him. Like Mary like was like, by the way, I cut the cords. So when he arrived, I knew he'd never get out.
Well, he also said that I jinxed his trip.
Well, you are a witch. You are a witch.
He was like, I was like, oh my God, you're blaming me for your RV breaking down. He's like, not completely or anything, but like, but you had some doing.
Yeah. You are an ask, believe, receive, and you asked, believed, and received that this would be the last burn of his life.
And then it's funny. I told him about ask, believe, and receive yesterday because I was like, well, good luck getting home. And he's like, you're doing it again. You're cheating to get home.
Good luck getting home. I will be leaving for a trip tomorrow. Goodbye.
And I was like, I'm saying, like, have a great trip home. And you have to put that out into the atmosphere. You have to ask, believe, and receive. You're going to have a great trip home, Michael.
I mean, I hope that out on his drive, he saw a few housewives. I hope there's like a little Sprinter van drama.
I don't know. So yeah, he made it home. Sorry.
Oh, well, I'm glad the people want to know. So I'm glad that you were able to update on, because honestly, a lot of us were worried. We weren't sure if he was safe or not.
He lost 7 pounds.
What? Burning Man helps you lose weight?
I knew he would lose weight.
Wait, why?
Because it's so hot and you're biking around and you're sweating.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
I was like, lucky.
Wow, we are getting a ton of rain right now. I don't know if you can hear
this.
It is pouring right now.
Wow.
And it's 85 degrees still, but it is tropical fully pouring. Rain. Yeah, I have some friends that are going to a concert tonight. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Is it Lady Gaga?
It's Swedish House Mafia.
Oh.
Yeah. I was supposed to go and unfortunately cannot as I leave for a trip on Sunday. And you guys, I've done nothing. I have no suitcase. I have no suitcase.
How many stores did you go to today to buy a suitcase?
4.
But didn't come out with a suitcase.
Came out with 0 suitcases. I'd find a suitcase and I'd find something wrong with it. And then I'd be like, I really can't justify paying this for this. I just need one check-in suitcase.
Yeah.
You know, I've spent all this money and I haven't even got, literally my day tomorrow is, that's why I haven't even packed and I'm gone for 2 weeks.
You get everything over in Europe.
You're right. And you know what? The Zara in Europe is much better than the Zara over here. I'm very excited about that. Let's finish up with the Potomac trailer though. Sorry. We took
Peter Thomas.
Okay. Do we think that him and Giselle, I feel like
I'm okay with it.
I don't think Giselle to me is such a producer for the Potomac girls that I feel like she knew this would get the people a talking. And after seeing Peter Thomas at the She by Sheree show. Though. Also, guys, there's so much drama with the She by Sheree happening right now, too. It's just like. And then Monty from Mixing with Monty messaged me and she's telling me about Sheree's current boyfriend and how horrible he is. And I would love to read some texts from her about what she said about him.
Oh, are you allowed to?
Yeah, this is like public info.
Okay.
She said his name is Martel Holt and he's a serial cheater and a fame whore. He cheated on his wife and mother of his kids for 2 years and had a baby on her. Then cheated on the mistress with Sheree. He's from a show called Love and Marriage Huntsville, which is the brainchild of Carlos King, who is like the Atlanta god. So he's like a big producer on Real Housewives of Atlanta. She says, but he's the worst man on TV this far. Misogynistic, homophobic, a huge liar, bigger manipulator, literally abusive in many ways. And now he's with Sheree because her picker is trash.
Oh,
Sheree.
It's like you root for Sheree. You want her to be successful. But at the same time, she's duping us. She doesn't have any clothes to sell, you guys. There's no warehouse.
Now she's like created these like tank tops with like sayings on them and is trying to like sell them for like $125. It's like a cotton tee with like, you know, like cursive calligraphy writing. And it's like, who's paying $125 for that?
It's like, just sell what was on the runway and you'll make money.
Well, she doesn't that all just sell just the sample, one item. There's one size fits all. But it's like, how, like you had so much time.
I know.
You know, I don't want to buy any of it. I'm not buying a $125 tank top.
No.
Like Sheree. And now this drama with this guy, I'm like, Sheree.
It's sad. It's sad.
Come on.
The other noteworthy thing about the Potomac trailer is that like Robin and Juan is possibly going to get a prenup.
Robin. Okay. Now I do love Robin's hair color. She's mm-hmm. got this like red color going on. I do love that. Robin's a snooze for me.
Oh, I like her.
It's the Wendy, like the Wendy storyline. I feel like someone throws a drink on Wendy and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Then Mia is getting involved because remember Mia posted this like really cryptic Instagram, like a few months ago, basically being like, I've been diagnosed and I'm going to like the Johns Hopkins, like cancer center. So people like, does she have cancer? Like what's going on? That's going to be addressed on the show. And then at one point she says, well, yeah, it's like a frog's ass tightening in water. And guys, I don't know what that means.
Me neither. What does that mean?
I don't know.
They fart?
I don't know. But anyways,
a frog's ass tightening in water. What could that mean?
All I know is that I'm ready for this season. I feel like Beverly Hills has taken 20 years from my life, just in the antics of everything that's going on. And so it's like, I'm ready to be reborn.
Guys, I'm Googling a frog's ass tightening in water. Butt workouts. Get the
get a
booty bud by swimming. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Tread I don't water think it's that. Kick your butt off the firm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Frog ass.
I think we let this. I think water. We just wait for the episode. I think we wait for the episode. But it felt right. It felt right. Like to have it that back. I'm excited for that. Salt Lake City's coming back. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Let's take a quick break and then let's come and talk about all that is Aspen.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, this is called The Girl with Diamond Earrings.
Mary's face right now is like so excited.
I know there's like so much that's going to happen in Aspen. So I just like loved all like kind of the lead up, the first part of the episode. She's like, Renna's like, where's Stevia girls? Like we find out that Renna takes her coffee with Stevia and, you know, Kathy's hotel slippers are still amongst the floor. And, you know, they all have the same face roller.
Well, I like that Renna's like, is this yours or is this Sutton's? Like as if that was going to depend on whether she rolled her face with it or not.
I know. I didn't even think And then like Erica and Renna and Kyle, they're just like sitting around the table, like, let's talk about Sutton. Okay. She's great one-on-one, but just like not in a group. That's just her problem. Like I love going out to lunch with her, but in a group, that's just bad news.
And it's also like,
it's just not true.
I'm like, so
they just make it like that.
So nobody's going to address that Diana's a freaking psycho. Like nobody, we're just going to let that go. It's like, okay. So I noticed, so the also, by the way, this was at like 10 a.m., right? Kathy is passed out in the bed with her finger just pointing in the sky. She's got a pillow over her face. What I do love about Kathy, and I think we'll get into this too, is like Kathy just doesn't give a fuck. She's showing up in like the hotel slippers, which are probably very nice Hilton hotel slippers, right? Like she's sleeping on bunk beds. She's got no hangers to hang things. She's just like, whatever. You know, she's bringing a little tote bag as her purse. She doesn't give a shit. She just does not give a shit.
It can also be a halter top, but that's the thing. When you
And son's like, oh, that'd be a nice bathing suit.
But when you have so much money, you don't have to show money how talks, much money
wealth
you have.
Whispers.
Exactly. And Kathy, sleep until noon. She doesn't want to do anything today. There was not a chance in hell she was going to go snowmobiling or ski. Well, she didn't feel like raving her arms out on the people skiing today. Yeah.
Get out of my way. I also thought it was funny too, because like Kyle's like, don't let Storm out, Kathy. Don't let her out.
I could see that happening.
Yeah. So the groups are now, did you notice the groups are those that are married and those that are not?
Oh, okay. Cause it's Sutton, Erica, Cherie, and Garcelle Snell snowmobiling.
Yep. And then not with partner.
Yeah. Okay.
Then it's Diana. Then it's Kyle. And why the hell is Mauricio on this trip? Okay. Why is he on this trip?
Pop it up. But they also, I feel like the editing was trying to get this like Dorit thing going. Like
they took a week off to like re-edit to like give the people what they want.
It's like, oh, of course Mo's at the head of the table sitting next to Dorit. Oh,
chicken sausage. I'll give you my sausage, Dorit.
Or, and then it's like the gondola, it's just Kyle, Mo, and Dorit. Ooh. Okay. Guess what? If Dorit and Mo were really having an affair, which I don't think, but people are trying to pretend like they are, he would have been up there helping her get down that hill if he really liked her.
Dorit would be sleeping in the house. Okay.
Everyone. Yeah. And I think it's really funny that she had to leave in the middle of the night to go to Diana's house when she's staying at this luxurious, like mountain home.
Well, she's of course is like
in the woods.
She's basically she just didn't want to be on the wrong side of all the fighting.
Oh, okay.
Don't you think like she didn't want to go back to that house and have to like put herself in that position to like comfort Sutton?
Oh, okay.
That's how I
she also likes to be in the mix. She wants to know everything so she can narrate.
Right. But then I thought it was interesting too. It's like, okay, so then you go to the other house to get the snow. I thought it was interesting. The other girls had to go to like Kyle's house to go skiing. And then Diana just shows up out of nowhere of where Kyle stores her skis. And they're like, Diana, oh my God, you called her a cunt. Get in here, you little shit. You silly little cutie. Get your ass in here. We're so excited to see you, you cunty cutie.
You made Sutton cry last night. Get in the fucking car.
Get in the car. We're going shopping, loser. Diana. She looks like the fucking Grinch over here in her green jacket.
She's always in green, though. I feel like that's her color. And like a bright Kelly green. She also cannot take the altitude. It made me laugh so hard.
Self-taught skier. My dad gave me skis. Said, good luck. Get down the mountain. Get down the mountain.
I loved that, though. I loved that. I was so impressed. Like with all of them, they're like barreling down the mountain. Crystal's like, I want to beat everyone down.
Well, Crystal says,
I want to be the best.
In the van, she goes, I used to be competitive, but now I'm just like taking it easy, whatever. And then she's like,
I want to win. The fact that Dorit's literally, I think, how old's Dorit? 42 or something?
Yeah. If Dorit just is like dressing the part, she's in full Fendi.
No, but also I'm like, this was me getting back on skis 2 years ago. Like
I cannot,
the fact that she didn't take a lesson or anything. It was like, she just went up to the mountain and did the same run as them. I'm like, good for you.
Oh,
it may
have
taken you 20 minutes longer, but good for you.
No, I agree. I just was like, Crystal was just funny. She's like, yeah, everybody's like really good at skiing. And she's like, except for Dorit. But to be fair, it's been 20 years, but I was trying to figure out the weather there. Cause I'm like, it looks like it's hot, but then when they all finish and they're all like sitting there and freaking Mo is there again, like get out of here, Mo.
Smart. I didn't seem necessary for him to be there. I actually think it's like hilarious though, because if it was PK, if it was
why aren't any of the other husbands
actually
there?
Harry Hamlin would have been okay there. But it would have
built a fire. Harry's kind of like a Luke from Summer House. Like he's like the
Renaissance man.
Yeah, like just the mountain man, though. He's like, I'm going to build you guys an igloo today.
But Mo doesn't bother me. And is it, I just don't think he cares. And he's not really wanting to be in the mix of the girls. But he's
then
like,
why is he there? That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why he's there.
I think he just is like, well, we're going to go use my house. Like, I'd like to come too.
Or do you think he's making sure that everything's set up for like the agency? Because like the rental is through the agency. I just can't figure out why he's there.
Yeah, no.
It's kind of like, why is Diana on this show? Why is Mo in this episode? Why is Mo in Aspen? Like, it would be fine if like PK was there.
I don't know. It just like doesn't affect me.
Well,
you
love
Mo.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then like the snowmobiling thing though, like Sutton's like, well, she's my non-friend, you know? But once again, her and Erica like do great, you know? They're having fun together. They talk it out. And it's like, Erica just puts it on in front of Rinna. And
Rinna is like, hypes it up and makes it a big, I feel like Rinna's like, no. Like she does not want things to be like copacetic. She's like, no, we are starting drama. We're doing, and she like encourages the bad behavior. And it's like, cause I'm like, why did Erica pick to go snowmobiling? Why would she put herself in her situation? No, I know she's had three knee surgeries, whatever. She could have hung out with Kathy. She could have done, she could have just gone up to the mountain. Dorit didn't really probably want to go skiing, but she wasn't putting herself in that group.
Right. You're right.
I'm like, I think
you Erica wonder how those groups actually get made. Is it the producers? Is it what they truly choose to do? You know what I mean? How produces?
Like, do you think that they say like, okay, there's two choices because we have two sets of camera crews. Like, so
there's definitely
like
two choices, but do they actually get to make the choice, or they say you girls are going skiing?
You're asking if like, do they group it themselves or does production group them?
Right.
Yeah.
I know. As a classroom teacher, I make the groups.
But those are also third graders and not adults.
They cannot be trusted to partner up.
No, I get that 100%. And then you're also, you know, you don't want the one person that doesn't get the partner.
Oh no, never. That's why I do fair sticks.
What's that mean? What's a fair stick?
Oh, it's, you know, when you do the sticks that have the name on it and I just pick like two out.
So I'm not a child, nor do I teach. Tell me more about fair. So you have everybody's name.
Don't you remember this in school?
We didn't have these.
You didn't have popsicle sticks in a jar with your name on it. And then like, they would also like pick them out for you to answer questions or like come up to the board.
No,
your school was not fair. Okay. Wow. This explains a lot about you. Mm-hmm.
No. I was a gate kid.
That explains a lot about you too. I have a theory.
Gifted and talented.
Yeah, I have a theory about the gate kids.
Please tell me, because I know. Controversial. Don't be. You tell me off air. But does it?
But no.
Does your theory work with who I am?
No, but oh no, actually yes, but no. Okay, I'll tell you off air.
Okay, but
yeah, and then or yeah, like if I need to make quick fast things, like you just take the two out. Okay, you two are a pair. You two are, okay.
Cute. I love that. Fair sticks. It's fair. So fair.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
So they asked that. So one, I'm also laughing too because
what?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Garcelle got up and it looked like she pooped her pants.
I was bummed for her because I'm like, it's probably definitely from the bench.
Yeah, just sitting on the bench.
But I was laughing when she's like, tequila. And he's like, you cannot drink and operate a snowmobile. And like Garcelle's basically like, I'm riding on the back. I don't give a shit. But like, I thought it was really interesting. One, Sutton was just going straight to the animal. She did not care about learning how to. And she's now driving Miss Daisy. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it was fine when they were like, okay, you know, so that happened with the way that Erica was talking to Sutton, I was like, see, this is why I'm like, you guys should be friends. And Garcelle said that too. Like they have a lot of the same qualities. Like they do get along. And like Erica's saying like, sometimes your apologies don't feel like they're not like these things. And she's like, don't get mad at me. And then you're like, okay, well, Diana's coming to dinner. Like, what are you going to do? And she's like, I'm going to avoid her. I'd rather sit next to Erica. And then she's like, Erica, I really like you. And Erica's saying, I really like you too. And I'm like, see, now that's why I'm like, if you gave Rinna a pause and you took Diana out next season.
I like that.
I think it'd be really interesting because I don't know that there would be, I think Rinna is a divider.
It's going to be very interesting to see. Well, Andy already said there was been a bombshell reunion. I just am curious.
But he also said it was something he didn't know. So I'm like, this isn't something then that I feel is like important. Yeah. To be honest. It's like, oh,
it never is.
It's like, oh, yeah. Kyle's perfume is really Bath and Body Works Freesia. Bombshell. You know, like, I just feel like it's going to be something stupid.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Kyle and Bethany were friends when they were 22. Brand new information.
I don't know why I think it's about Kyle either.
I don't think it's about Kyle.
No, it's not.
Okay. So Crystal and Garcelle, they're getting ready and they'd start talking about the earrings again. And Garcelle's like, I've been staring at her ears. Is she wearing the earrings? You know? And they're like, Crystal and Erica are just saying, I mean, Crystal's just saying, like, in Erica's position, she's a victim. And you know, Crystal and Garcelle said they wouldn't want the earrings. And that's their opinion on it. Their opinion is that if I had those earrings, I'd give them up, I'd give them back and make sure that the victims would have it. So they'd have some money and like, I can have that lift my conscience and be guilt free.
I'm telling you, this whole episode reframed everything I thought. No, I don't think when we go further in, I don't think Erica's reaction was the best, but I got it. Cause I was thinking,
I completely get it.
I was thinking like when they said like, I would give them back, I'm like,
it would be great on a trial.
Ugh. We see both sides. We see both sides. We see both sides. But it's like, okay, she's like, she gives back those earrings. All of a sudden, like, what if they start claiming everything she owns is literally from this? Like she's saying it just to me.
We'll get there. Let's
yeah.
Get, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. So we're going to Campo de Fiori.
This is where we went with Orange County for dinner too.
Okay. I'm like, I know we've seen this place before. Thank you.
Yeah.
I hear the mushrooms are to die for.
It's a little too crowded though.
Yeah.
Okay. Sutton, I freaking loved her showing off her boobies in the leopard.
She's got small tits.
Kathy's like, see, you have like itty little baby girl boobs, like Paris and Nikki. So like you can really pull that off. It doesn't look grotesque.
It's not vulgar.
Yes.
It's not vulgar. And Chris was like, if I were, it'd be vulgar. Chris like, I have bigger boobs than you. I know,
it's such a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. It's like, we used to have like this joke growing up, like where we'd be like someone would like think like they'd say something and we'd be like, wow, you have big boobs. You're a winner. We'd be like nothing matters of how big your boobs are, like in his genetics or whatever. And it'd just be like, oh, you have big boobs. Oh, you're a winner. Like, congrats. I also do have big boobs. I don't love them. I want itty bitty boobs.
Yeah.
I'd love little girl boobs. I would look vulgar in that dress.
You would. You would.
Also, they'd be hanging to my knees.
I know. God damn it.
I'd be like, give me that Skims tape.
I know. Okay. So Diana is in like this bright orange.
It's Mugler. It's not Balenciaga. It's Mugler. Terry Mugler.
Okay. Erica is in a purple silk dress.
Oh, it's very reminiscent of her reunion dress from last season. Dislike. And black tights.
Rena in a Tom Ford red blazer.
Hmm.
Kyle in her classic Aspen hat.
What? Her and Mo get a 2-for-1 sale?
Wearing all like black, like with leather. Well, not ugly leather pants. Just leather pants.
Yeah.
Garcelle is in a black and white, like floral. I'm not sure.
But does she have like leggings underneath it?
It was almost, I wasn't sure if it was a skirt or I didn't like.
It was fine.
Yeah. I didn't not like it, but I was kind of confused what it was exactly.
Yeah.
Kathy, I don't know what Kathy is in. She was trying to get stuff in her storage room in the Waldorf. She has no makeup on. She brings a grocery bag as a purse.
Oh, and a halter top. It's multifunctional.
No. Okay. But then Erica just starts bragging about how she has all this stuff. She has like,
well, it's because Kathy's talking about everything she has in storage. And so Erica's clearly feeling, I can't believe I'm on Team Erica right now and I'm defending her on these. I'm like, she's clearly feeling insecure and is like, oh, I still have items.
And like a python coat.
Like do we brag about killing
a Madagascar bat? I don't even, the things she was saying, they weren't like vocabulary I was familiar with. I was like, what did she just say? Like, I also found it hilarious. Like, I will get a, because she can only have one drink. So she's like, I will get a dirty martini because that will fuck me up the most.
Yeah. It's like asking for, you know, like those like huge wine glasses, you can fit an entire bottle of wine. You're like, I'll have one glass of wine, please. Exactly. also, if you don't finish the glass and you re-pour it, it's still the same glass.
Exactly. Totally.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And then Garcelle asked Erica about the earrings. She's like, well, each, it's like 1.3 million. I'm like, not helping the case, not helping the case. Detective Garcelle is on the case now.
I know. And then, but I understood what she's saying. She's like, well, if they're not deemed mine, of course I'll give them back. Like, but
yeah, bring it to a court of law. Let's get the justice system involved. Justice will be served.
Yeah. And then Garcelle's like, but if you have something that could help someone, then why wouldn't you offer it up? And Erica's like, well, this is a property fight. Like, I didn't steal these. Like, I'm not guilty. Like,
they were gifted to me 15 years ago.
Yeah. Like, how dare you say that shit? Like, I'm fighting like the devil.
Oh, Eric, like, devil.
The devil. And she's like, I need justice under the law and then I'll give them back, which I kind of understand.
I agree.
Like that.
I agree.
Then they got all boozed up at that dinner.
Mo and Dorit are talking about their chicken sausages.
And then Rena goes back to the house and's like, hey, do you want
She changes into Garcelle's outfit first.
Right.
And then she's like, I'm like, Rena would be an awful drug dealer. Have some of my chocolate pot, sweetie.
The fact that she was calling it pot and that it was chocolate and not a gummy.
She said it was like a chocolate covered blueberry.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah. Okay.
Either way, she's like, oh, you only need half. Just take half. And I'm like, wow, these girls and their drugs.
I think it's funny. I love it because it's like, well, but also they could do it's that like in LA super, too.
Yeah. I'm like, it's super legal in both California and Colorado. She's like, oh, yeah, you can only get it here. It's the marijuana. Do you want to hang out with my guy. Mary Jane? She's really cool, my friend Mary Jane. She'll make sure you have a good time. Put it in your mouth, just half of it.
I'll never forget though. Okay, because like pot's leaving. I can't believe I just called it pot.
Pot.
Weed, whatever it's called. Marijuana. It hasn't been legal for that long. So I think that generation, they're like, we can walk into a store and buy whatever we want. And also, I think they used to have to smoke like a ton of pot to get a high. There was so much bad stuff out there.
And now there was like gummies and stuff. You're probably smoking blunts. They're like,
no, and you had to smoke or like in a bong to get any like a significant high. I think there wasn't a lot of good stuff.
Oh,
and now
what? When you walk into a documentary?
That's what I heard. I'm a 70-year-old woman trapped in this car.
Woodstock. Did you watch the Woodstock documentary?
No, so I think they're like, just amazed that you can just walk into a store. And buy
well, how different is this than the Amsterdam trip where they pretended they weren't smoking weed? Remember? And then like Brandy called them out and then they were like, oh, Brandy, my kids. And now like Kyle and Mo are the biggest stoners like around.
Right. But and to know that also, you know what you're getting when you're buying it from those places.
Okay.
It's a good point. Okay. So anyways, Kathy's like, hey guys, like we're having an after party. Like I'm an investor in this tequila. Same with like Nikki and Paris. Costa Bottom del Sol. Let's like shut down the night with this girls. And everyone's like, no, we don't want that.
Well, it was funny too, because it was like, first off, like what I always laugh about these kind of things is it's like, oh, if you just do it, it takes like 5 minutes, right? And then it's over, you're done with, you've moved on. And then when they start making bigger deals of it, it's like, this is like when it gets turned into something else. And all of a sudden it's like, just literally don't give it air and just have a sip and then be done with it.
But they had already done it at Dorit's house.
It looked like it was at Garcelle's or Diana's Christmas party. So, Diana's Christmas
I get
party.
It. They're like, well, we're
and it's the same.
It,
yeah,
Kathy.
It was,
like,
and it was the same pitch again. Barreled for 90 days. And when Rena said, "Oh, is that good?" Kathy just said, "It's from barreled in France."
Yeah,
didn't have an answer for that one. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I get it. Like, sounds like I don't drink tequila. Kyle though being like, "I'm like, what are you, Chewbacca in the corner over there?" Like, Kyle, this is going to be drama.
But it's very much just like. Kathy's the matriarch. Kyle has been going on with what she's doing for years. And now Kathy's kind of doing Kyle's thing now, you know, like you're doing the younger sister's cool thing, but Kathy still's like, feels like she can boss her around. She literally told Kyle's her to stop mid argument. Stop cursing Kyle. Like, wait, what? What's going on?
But I also feel like here's the thing though, is like, I feel like Kathy said before the trip, she said to Kyle, like, hey, I'm going to bring the tequila. And Kyle said, oh yeah, like we'll do some sort of thing. Like I guarantee Kyle will say, oh my gosh, I would never do that to my sister. I had one of Rinna's edibles. I couldn't stop laughing. I would never hurt my sister like that. Cause like Paris, again, like you said in the beginning, is like tweeting about these things is like so unkind, is like liking all these tweets about that are against Kyle.
This is just not a big deal. Like, so it was just why are we even talking about this? This is lame.
Also, what I think is funny about the 818 thing next week too. I'm like, wait, I'm sorry, Rinna. Isn't like your best friend, Cindy Crawford, whose husband is an investor in Casamigos. And so now you're ordering 818, which is like Kyle's best friend is Faye Resnick, whose best friend is Kris Jenner. So like, it's a weird, there's a lot. And Kathy and Chris are friends. And also if you guys watched Kim Kardashian a couple of weeks ago, maybe like a month ago, they were on this vacation and they were all taking shots and she took a shot, spit it out, said it was the grossest thing she's ever tasted. And it was 818.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. I didn't realize it was her sister's own tequila.
And it's 818. And they're trying to say, oh, I wish it was 818. Then it would have tasted really good. It's like the new bottle was sitting right there, which is in the shape of an 8.
Yep.
Cher Kim. Also, I hate her new magazine cover on the interview with the bleached eyebrow.
I agree. And why do you have to stick your butt out like that? We already
with the champagne. The champagne one was the great one. I didn't love it.
She just could have done better.
Well, and then she's also announcing, she announced like a private equity firm. It's like,
something else.
A new bra for Skims.
Yeah, I want to try that though.
It's just like, give me a break, man. Tell me Kylie's baby's name.
And Chloe's.
Yeah. Let me see those kids.
Okay. Getting back to it. Okay. So basically Garcelle, you know, is kind of talking to people and she's like, Erica, get over here. You know, we want to talk about this with you. You're very open at the table. And Garcelle's just like, I would feel compassion for other people. And you think compassion thinks like you would seem guilty.
Mm-hmm. Which I agree. I think that is part of it is like, Erica's like,
I'm not guilty. That's the thing. Like, I'm not guilty.
I was married to a man who may be guilty of these things. Like, I liked what she said at the end. And I know I'm going further, but when she basically said, like, I'm a wife left in ruins. And I was like, yeah, kind of true. Like, she's like, I wasn't a part of that. I don't know what happened again.
No, and Erica's thing, she's like, I'm going to follow the law. People sued me. I have to respond. The judge is deciding. That's the thing. And Erica's like, in a court of law, not in the court of public opinion. That's the point here. And Crystal's like, we're not talking about public opinion. Nobody is telling me to care about the victims. I care. Like, let's get real. There's dead people that money was stolen from. And that's the fucking facts.
And she's like, oh, is it? Cite it.
She was like, law matters. You're an amateur.
Like, what facts do you have? Back up your facts. You proven that? Settlement fight is different. This is a civil suit, okay? These are potential victims. And I think what she means, though, is I think she recognizes there are victims from the plane crash. Like, that is victim. But I think what she's saying is victims in the settlement part of it. Yep. Like, different type of victims in a sense where I'm like, oh, my gosh, the rain. Wow. I'm having, like, a Hillary Duff moment.
Oh, wow.
Let the rain fall down and make my I have to go on a left turn here, guys. I started listening to the Laguna Beach podcast with Stephen and Kristen. You guys, I love it. I've listened to 2 episodes. Okay, so not a ton, but it's like very enjoyable.
Yeah, you've already watched all the episodes, so
multiple times too.
Right along with it.
I don't know if I told you a funny story. Also, sorry, here we go again on a tangent. Okay. But I was on this like work trip and I was talking to like one of my coworkers and she was like, you're probably too young to remember this. It's because coworker is younger than me. She did not know that. She's like, you're probably too young to remember this, but you're from Orange County. And like, there was this show called Laguna Beach. I'm like, And she's like, yeah. And it was about these kids in Laguna Beach. Like, yeah, you're probably like, you could probably find it. You can find it somewhere and like watch it now. And I'm like,
I've seen every single episode. And like, and that was when those, I was in
they're
high
like,
school.
They're like my same year. Like, I'm like, I might even be a year older. And she's like, how old are you? I'm like, okay, first off, rude. Second, do you want me to drop the skincare routine? It's washing my face with Neutrogena.
Kids in my class today asked me, they're like, how old are you? And I was like, well, how old do you think I am?
Oh, yeah. I love this.
And one kid's like 48. I was like, I was like, how old are your parents? And they're like 42. I was like, well, do you think I'm older or younger than your parents? They're like, younger. I'm like, well, then take another guess.
You know what? And now we're going to learn subtraction, bitches.
I've known him for a week.
And now I'm your worst nightmare.
I'll remember what you said. No.
Okay. So I was speaking of remember what you said. Kyle's like, it is not cool what Erica is saying here. Everybody's clearly like, okay, this is when Rinna did really make me laugh though. Rinna's like,
get her out.
Get her out. Which he said, I should have given the edibles earlier. We would have been eating Doritos. I gave them too late. Like she was really cracking it.
Also, wait, when they said Doritos, they panned to Doritos.
They panned to Doritos. Also, this interview look, I'm like, how come nobody on production told Rinna? Like you can see her under, she has like a bustier, like kind of bra top under this pink outfit that you can totally see. And it's like, it's nude. Like it's not supposed to be seen. It's like a Spanx kind of.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Oh, I keep looking at it. I'm like, why didn't nobody on production, like distracted? Like it's not even that, you didn't notice. It's not distracting, right. But I just noticed, like, I'm surprised. They shoot for so long that nobody at one point, I noticed it the other week too.
Okay.
But then, you know, Erica's yelling.
Like, I don't give a fuck about anyone else but me. You know, were they defrauded by Girardi? I don't know. That can be proven, you know, but I don't know anything about it. And then Kyle's like trying to like protect
chill
Erica.
Out. You're She's in like, defense mode.
Like, Erica, you need to like, take a breath.
Dorit's telling her to take a breath.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't need to.
Why am I catching the sins of someone I divorced? I tried to give them back. And Erica says, they aren't my victims. And I understand.
Yes, I get it.
I was like, she's making some really good points here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're basically saying, as soon as they tell me to turn those in, I'll do it. Like, as far as I know at this point, they're mine.
Like,
I'm not saying like, it's a good, like how she got them is a great way. Cause I assume it will be proven that they got them the wrong way.
Right. But I get what she's saying too. Like I just get the whole thing. The and her saying like the victims are there and like, yes, again, but like she said, they're not my victims.
Yeah.
Like I'm caring about myself because that's all I can care about. And I'm sure she has compassion, whatever. I can't believe we're defending Erica, but I know. I get it.
And Kyle's like, don't say you can't have compassion. Put yourself aside. I'm trying to help you. What do you want me to call yourself?
Why is she like crying about this?
A wife left in ruins.
I'm not a Rena's victim.
Rena's like, we have got to get her out of here, but we have to go back to Kyle's house. This is going to be really fucking awkward in the morning.
Yeah. We got to go. We got to go. And Diana's kind of like, yeah, follow me. That's her licking her lips. And then Erica's like, they're like, Erica, like, let's go.
Also,
like,
I'd Erica's
stay
wasted.
All night and fight with these bitches. What about the facts?
Erica's bombed out of her nine. And for being so bombed, she held herself well.
And then I'm laughing because like Dorit in the preview, Dorit's in PJs. I'm like, did Dorit sleep in the other bunk beds? Was she kicked out of Diana's? She was only given that for one night.
Yeah.
One night only. And then she's like back in the bunk beds with Kathy. Kathy stays behind, by the way. So maybe Kathy.
Even Kyle stays behind. She doesn't even go to her own house.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is a great episode. And then good. I think it's funny, Kathy like storms off next week, like in the middle of the day.
I do kind of love because again, I feel like they've been setting up the friction of Kathy and Kyle and whatever. And I kind of see Kathy's point too, because this is why I'm thinking she ran this by Kyle before the trip, because she's like, Kyle's not even there defending me. And what did Kim say years back? If Kathy was here, Kathy would be defending me. Ooh. Kyle is... I'm curious because I also don't think that Kathy is going to make a big deal of it at the reunion. Cause I don't think Kathy's a dirty laundry error.
She wants this all to go away.
Did you see okay. And also I know that we are blocked, but we had screenshots that like Rinna posted that Kathy basically texted her and was like, please keep this under wraps, which literally could be about anything. And then someone was like, oh, well, in that way, this is a threat in Italy.
And like Rinna posted it. It's like, ugh, it's like exhausting. As Leanne Locken said, my weave is exhausted. My panty liners are exhausted.
I know.
But I also can't wait for next week. But I'm going to be gone.
I know.
So next week we have off, but we still have something for you. So guys, if you haven't watched Selling the OC yet, we're going to be bringing you an episode about Selling the OC. So you have weekend homework if you haven't watched it yet, but I feel like a lot of you have. Yes. We'll have that. And then
I'm going to figure out some things because I just feel like Beverly Hills will have to be
discussed. You have to talk about it.
So yeah, I just got to figure out some stuff to do with like, some,
yeah. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. I think like I'm sad because I'll be abroad. So I won't be able to see any. So I would love, you know, please some text updates if you could.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then I will see everybody in like 3 weeks.
Ciao.
Yeah. Oh, so I've requested. So again, I'm going to Italy and Paris, yeah. And I've requested all of my friends to get like colored lens sunglasses, and that the word of the week is ciao mama. So we're all ciao, just mama. Gonna be, ciao mama.
Yeah, I love that. It's
ciao amazing. Mama.
I'm yeah. jealous.
So hey everyone, have ciao mama.
Love you. It. Have the best time.
Bye. See you soon.
Ciao.